VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to the heartbeat of the seller community, eBay Radio. Here is your host, Griff.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is October 21st, 2014. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 574. Today, we'll learn seven strategies for kicking up holiday sales, and we'll hear one top-rated seller's take on the global shipping program and customer service. We'll also explore the advantages of using video in your listings and find out how to hire and work with a virtual assistant. And then after that, we'll discover five reasons why you should join an eBay sellers group. And of course, as we do every week, we'll also be taking your calls. But first, here's the eBay Radio News, brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory.
No kill. Old browsers and best time to buy all feature in today's eBay Radio News for October 21st, 2014. I'm Lee. Well, eBay is restricting the use of an outdated internet security protocol called SSL 3.0. Mm-hmm. They're doing it because it doesn't meet their present standards. Now, this apparently is an industry-wide protocol. It's more than 18 years old.
And outdated as heck.
Very outdated. In fact, it's been recently restricted by a lot of internet companies because it has a vulnerability.
Yes.
Now, the newest versions of Internet Explorer, Google, Chrome, Firefox, and Safari will continue to work without SSL 3.0. But customers using older browsers without support for the newer, more secure protocol are going to experience issues using eBay, and they need to update their browser. You can learn more on the eBay announcement board. Well, Griff, a fellow named Chris Jaeger, he's an Australian fella writing for Lifehacker Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave out an interesting, if not controversial, tip for eBay buyers.
Uh-oh.
And it's something that we know about here in newsrooms.
Yes.
When something really big happens in the world, our natural reaction is to flock to news sites and social media.
Well, no, that's your natural reaction.
Well, most people's. Yes, I do it too. Yes, I do it. It kills me when I'm doing a show, I can't do it. But we have a TV in here, and I can tell if something, you know, if World War III were to happen, I'd probably know about it.
Why would you want to know? What good is it going to do?
Because I'm a newswoman. I guess it's, I say it's because I'm a newswoman. However, people who are not news people do the same thing. They immediately goes to news sites. Hey, Griff, something bad happens, like 9/11. You're telling me you didn't go to the TV right away?
I didn't have to. I was there.
Oh, you were there. Okay.
Right. So let's not use that one for an example.
Okay. Well, he says people flock to these news sites and social media to keep tabs on the new developments.
Of course they do.
But he said what we should be doing is visiting eBay.
Why?
He says far fewer people will be on there, which translates to significantly lower prices. Okay?
Yeah, that's smart.
He says now and then a news event will be so significant that it virtually stops the world.
Stops them.
And for canny shoppers, this is the perfect time to score cheap goods from eBay, which will be virtually abandoned. And he added, and I hate to say this, but he added, even World War III can have a silver lining. Meanwhile, Canadian Holly Parks has received eBay's Decadepreneur Award. She sold almost $2 million in goods online in 2013. More than 230 Canadian eBay sellers entered the competition, and Holly Parks of Joni's House of Treasures rose to the top. She's been on eBay for 11 years, and she needed to have an e-commerce business that was at least 10 years old and discuss how she has adapted to the changing e-commerce landscape. She can be found online at Joni's_house_of_treasures. Griff, kids' pictures usually get displayed on classroom walls or on refrigerators, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like you to go to ebay.com/behaven, H-A-V-E-N.
What?
You're going to love this.
eBay?
ebay.com/thehaven. Well, www.ebay.com/thehaven, H-A-V-E-N.
All right.
Let me tell you what this...
How can you do this to me in the middle
of a show?
I
knew you would love it. That's why I saved it for last. So what happened was that this school teacher, Marissa Gibbart's art students created pictures of cats and dogs that are now posted on eBay for the world to see and bid on. They're among the offerings in a charity auction to benefit The Haven, which is a no-kill animal shelter in Rayford, North Carolina, and it's through Giving Works, Griff.
Yeah, yeah.
And the children drew their own representations of dogs or cats based on general instructions from the art teacher. The first graders each drew and painted a royal pooch, a dog with a crown on its head, using a projected picture of a Cocker Spaniel for guidance.
A projected
then
picture?
Then the second graders drew and painted cats, and the third graders drew outlines of cats, then created various patterns inside the outlines. Do you see that white and black cat?
Oh, I love it.
Isn't that adorable?
Oh,
and it's almost, aren't the listings almost ending?
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
There, oh, yes, 54 minutes.
54 minutes to go to www.ebay.com/thehaven to bid on one of these lovely pictures that these kids have come
up
with.
Can we stop the show? I'm going to put some bids in.
Isn't it adorable? I'm going to put some bids in on the break.
Don't
seriously.
You dare bid on my stuff.
I know what you want.
What?
I can bet you anything. I know what you want.
So I like the cats better than the dogs.
That's what I figured because of the artistically. See, that's with the third graders, I think.
Aren't they something, those third graders?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, they're something.
Isn't that adorable?
Yeah, okay. I can multitask. There's some things I can't.
www.ebay.com/
Oh, my heavens, I've been outbid.
And that's eBay Radio News for October 21st, 2014, brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. I'm Lee Maribel, now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grip.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
I've been outbid four times in a row. How could you?
You know their grandparents, their great grandparents, their aunts, their uncles.
So one of these is up to $44 now. Thank you very much, Griff. Oh, brother, this segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com. You know, I could throttle you some mornings when you turn me on to stuff like this.
I love this.
Anyway, it's CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Meow.
So in-person events?
Yeah, they're coming.
Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, the last one's for the year, actually.
Yeah, they are.
We're going to go to New Orleans. We're leaving on Sunday because we have to be there Monday night when the event is, but there's no way to get a flight that'll get us there early enough in the day on Monday. So we're going to go on Sunday, and we'll be in New Orleans for two nights. And then we hop, skip, and a jump to Minneapolis for Tuesday night, and then we scooter on over to Cincinnati for the third night. And actually, that's all very exciting. I love doing these. But the fourth day is going to be interesting. So after we're done on Wednesday, we spend the night in the hotel, obviously. And then we drive very early in the morning to a little town in Kentucky called Erlanger. It's near the airport. And there just so happens in Erlanger, Kentucky, to be a little warehouse, which is where we house the global shipping program.
How exciting to see this.
The team there has, we asked for if we could come, and they said yes. And I asked if we could video, and they said, sure, why not? So we're going to do a tour of the warehouse, and then we'll come back and we'll post it somewhere so you can see it.
So in New Orleans, you're going to be at the Hyatt French Quarter.
Ooh
in
la
Minneapolis,
la.
DoubleTree by Hilton Park Place.
Yes.
And Cincinnati Crown Plaza, Cincinnati Blue Ash.
Yes.
So very exciting. And the last one's for the year. Well, that makes sense. It's the end of October, for gosh sakes.
Exactly.
Yeah. November, December, holiday months. So, well, are you looking forward to it? I mean, gosh, I wish I could be in New Orleans with you.
Or
Minneapolis. We have so many listeners in Minneapolis and Cincinnati, both.
We do.
And New Orleans, we don't hear from so much.
Well, so it's interesting. You know, we normally sell these out very quickly. And I think we have either come closer or have sold out Minneapolis and Cincinnati. But not so much with
New Orleans.
Yeah, no, it's interesting.
You know, we used to have a lot of New Orleans listeners. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Did we PO somebody off?
I don't know.
If you piss off one person in New Orleans, do you lose your listeners?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But, you know, apparently, I don't know. Maybe there's not as many eBayers
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. New Orleans would be a great town to shop and thrift in, though, I would think.
I would think so, yes.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? Well, it should...
New Orleans is great, and at this time of year, you don't have that hot humidity. It's warm, but you know, it's not going to be the most stifling weather of the year, which I find hard to deal with.
Well, so, I used to go every September to the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, and it was horrible.
Yeah, it could be terrible.
It's stuffy, but I love New Orleans no matter what.
Yeah.
It might be part of it. I can be Blanche Dubois for a day or two.
Would take you away to the funny farm
anyway.
At the end of it. I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be too bad. But, you know, New Orleans is of a piece. You take the whole thing. You don't get
That's
to do
right.
bits. It is, if you've never been, an unforgettable experience. And if you're careful with where you go at night, it can be a rather memorable, pleasant, unforgettable experience.
Yes.
Just don't act like a fool. The times to avoid it are when all the tourists come in and for some reason think, well, this is where we urinate all over the place.
Yeah.
Idiots.
And this is where we show our,
there are people that live there.
Our tips.
Yeah. Would you love it if someone came to your home and exposed their breast and peed all over your living room?
But if you live,
maybe you would. I don't know.
If you live in the French Quarter, you know what's going on.
Yeah, you know it's going to be still. That's still people's homes.
That's true.
Rather expensive homes.
That's true.
So. Oh my heavens, that Haven site is great. And
I
so,
thought you'd like it.
Well,
and it's the best cause in the world, isn't it?
The best, absolutely the best. This segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Coming up, we're going to talk about 7 strategies for holiday sales. That's when we continue with eBay Radio.
Our Bid on Fusion team got together to find a solution for eBay sellers that would give them a great new product sourcing channel and help their business grow.
We could babysit their kids while they list.
What about cleaning out their garage?
We could have special sales each week offering inexpensive boxes full of mostly name-brand items to sell on eBay.
That's good, but it's still not enough.
Each of these boxes could have an estimated retail value of $300 to $500.
That's good, but...
And we could offer $10 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA.
Bingo. Okay, let's take it to the boss.
The boss said yes to Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sale event. Go to BidOnFusion.com. Register for free. If you bid on a box of goods to sell on eBay and you win the bid, Bid on Fusion delivers the box to your doorstep for just $10 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA. Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sales. Created with the eBay seller in mind. Register now at BidOnFusion.com.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
34 hoops, 35 hoops, 36 hoops.
What's that?
It's my husband. He's at the bank jumping through hoops. We need some funds quickly to grow our business. He'll be gone all day, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to Cabbage.com? Cut out all this jumping through hoops business.
How would that be different?
Cabbage makes it easy. Their swift process looks at real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score. You get a decision in minutes, and your funds are available to use instantly. Yes, you heard right. Just minutes until Cabbage funds are in your account to use. Up to $100,000.
Wow. Where do I go and what do I do?
First, go pick up your husband from the bank. Then visit Cabbage.com and simply link your eBay store or any online service you use. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. That's Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.